Flanked by former cabinet officers, some of whom served as far back as the Kennedy administration, President Bush acknowledged that America's role in Iraq remains a point of contention and debate. But he suggested the critical question is not the merits of having invaded Iraq, but rather the future of U.S. engagement in the country.
We've had our disagreements in this country about whether or not we should be there in the first place. Now the fundamental question is, how do we achieve our objective, which is a democracy which can defend itself, sustain itself, a country which is an ally in the war on terror, and a country which serves as a powerful example for others who desire to be free.
President Bush said challenges lie ahead for Iraq's government, including the need to crack down on militias that operate outside the law. He said the Iraqi people must feel secure if the country is to move forward, and that U.S. policies and actions must be consistent.
I know this, the only way we will not succeed is if we lose our nerve, we don't have faith in our values, and that we're constantly changing tactics on the ground to achieve our objectives.
Aside from the president, none of the participants in the gathering spoke to the news media. The meeting came amid news from Iraq that a Shiite political party had pulled out of talks on forming a unity government, as well as continued bloodshed that has claimed hundreds of lives in recent weeks. Mr. Bush said for those dealing with Iraq, it is useful to hear the views of former officials. Some participants, including former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who served in the Clinton administration, have been highly critical of President Bush's decision to invade Iraq, as well as his administration's handling of subsequent events in the country. This was the second meeting the president has held in recent months with former high-ranking officials to discuss foreign affairs. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.